Hello, I'm Mike Horace with the WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, January 18th. Plans for a mass demonstration yesterday at the state capitol in Lansing drew a large law enforcement presence, but only a small crowd of protesters. There were signs expressing support for President Donald Trump and skepticism about the results of the November election that was won by President-elect Joe Biden. There was also opposition to the state's COVID-19 restrictions. Lawrence Wenke was also there. The former Republican state representative from Kalamazoo said he wanted to help send a different message.
I'm here to support Governor Whitmer and the difficult decisions she has to make, and government in general, and this COVID virus has certainly changed the world that we live in, and adjustments and tough decisions have had to be made.
The protest gathering was part of a call for protesters from across the country to gather at state capitals. Most of the other protests also drew only small crowds. Health officials in Michigan say they will make additional doses of COVID-19 vaccine available this week. We have more from Quinn Kleinfelter.
Health providers across the state complain they have the means to inoculate many more people than they currently are, but there is not enough vaccine for them to do so. Now the federal government is allowing Michigan to use about 60,000 extra doses from a vaccine stockpile designated for long-term care facilities. Officials say they will resupply the long-term care stockpile at a later date. Wayne County officials already say they will cancel appointments for about 1,400 people this week because the state's vaccine supply is depleted. And health officials recently discovered Michigan's first case of a new, more contagious variety of COVID-19 in Washtenaw County. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
As Quinn mentioned, that first case of a new variant of COVID-19 was found in southeast Michigan last week. We have more on that from Lisa Berry.
A Washtenaw County woman who had recently traveled to the United Kingdom, where this new strain of the virus originated, was confirmed to be the first such case in the state. Washtenaw County Public Health spokesperson Susan Cerniglia says they are concerned but not surprised by the case. This new strain of the COVID-19 virus is believed to be more contagious, but she says the current COVID-19 vaccine is effective on this new strain.
Indication at this point is that the vaccine that's been developed will also be effective against this variant.
Cerniglia says the new variant strain of the virus now present in Michigan doesn't change the way they're generally responding to the virus. She says the same wear a mask, wash your hands, and socially distance protocols are still the most effective for avoiding the virus. I'm Lisa Berry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has set special elections to fill a pair of vacant Senate seats. We have more on that from Steve Carmody.
The former holders of the 8th and 28th state Senate district seats won elections to other offices in Kent and Macomb counties in the November election. To fill out the remainder of their terms, the governor has scheduled special elections. There will be primaries in both districts in August, with the winners to be decided in November. Both seats are in largely Republican districts and were represented by Republicans. Because of the nearly 10-month delay in filling the seats, the Republican majority in the state Senate will be cut to 20 with 16 Democrats. I'm Steve Carmody.
In our weather forecast, it'll be cloudy statewide today. Snow showers are possible, especially for the lower peninsula, but accumulations will be less than an inch. Highs for the lower peninsula in the low 30s today, the UP in the mid-20s, minus 4 Celsius in Ontario. And that is the Morning News Roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.